This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtus Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Yesh Mevi'in Bikurim V'Kayim. Some people must bring and recite the Psukim over Bikurim, Mevi'in V'lo Kayim. Some bring but do not recite V'yesh She'enan Mevi'in. Some do not bring at all. Elu She'enan Mevi'in. The following do not bring at all. Hanoteya l'toich shaloi, v'hivrech l'toich shel yochid o shel rabim. If he plants a tree in his own property and then buries its branches into someone else's property or into public property, and that branch then sprouts into another tree from which fruit grows, v'chein ha-mavrich m'toich shel yochid o m'toich shel rabim l'toich shaloi. Or he does vice versa, hanoteya l'toich shaloi, v'hivrich l'toich shaloi, v'derech hayochid, v'derech harabim bo'emsa. Or if a tree grew in one of his fields and he ran the branch under private narrow or public wide road, and then the other end sprouts up through another one of his fields, harezeh einei mevi. In all these cases, he does not bring the branches, first fruit as Bikurim, as the following Mishnah will explain. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kozeh Mevi. Rabbi Yehuda argued that in the last case he does bring, since he is allowed to run his branches beneath the public road. If it does not harm anyone, then it's okay, and that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, Me'ezet Tam Einai Mevi. In the previous case, he does not bring Bikurim, Mishum Shenema Reishis Bikure Admoscha, because the Pasuk states the first fruit of your land. Ad Sheyehu Kol Hagedulin Me'ad Moscha. Whereas in all these cases, the fruit do not grow entirely on his land. Who are recent sharecroppers, whether they pay a percentage of the produce, v'hechekoyrois, or sharecroppers who have a set amount, v'hasekrikoin, or those who buy stolen land from murdering bandits, v'hagazlon, and land thieves, ein mevi'in ma'osai hatam. They don't bring because of the reason of that pasuk, mishum shenemar, because the pasuk states, reishis bikure admoscha, the first fruit of your land. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, Ein Mevi'in Bikurim Chutz Meshiva Saminim. Bikurim are brought only from the seventh species for which Eretz Yisrael is praised. Lo Mitamarim Shebaharim. They are not brought from dates that grow on the hills. Velo Mipeirais Shebo Amokim. Nor other fruits that grow in the valleys, since they are inferior quality. V'lo mizeise shemen she'enam min hamufcher, nor from the low quality olive oils. Ein mevi'in bikurim kaidem lo atzeres. Bikurim are not brought before Shavuos. Anshe har tzivayim heviu bikurim kaidem lo atzeres v'lo kiblu mehem. The people of Har Tzivayim once brought their Bikurim before Shavuos, but the Kaihanim did not accept them. Mipnei HaKosav Shabbat Torah V'chag HaKotzer Bikurei Ma'asecho Asher Tizra Basodeh. As is written in the Torah, the festivals of the harvest, which is Shavuos, the first of your handiwork, which you planted in the field. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. Elu Mevien Velo Kairin. The following people bring Bikurim but do not recite the Psukim. Hager Mevi Ve'enu Kairi. She'ena Yochel Loimer Asher Nishba Hashem Lavoseinu Loseis Lanu. A convert, since he cannot say the land that Hashem swore to our forefathers to give us. V'im ha'yse ima mi'Yisrael, mevi v'kayre. If his mother is Jewish, he brings and recites. U'keshehu mespalel b'noi l'bein atzmai, oimer elo kei avos Yisrael. When he davens in private, he says, the God of the Avos of Yisrael. U'keshehu b'beis ha'knesses, Oimer Elokei Avoseichem. If he is the Chazan in Shul, he says, the God of your forefathers. V'im ha'isa imay mi'Yisrael, Oimer Elokei Avoseinu. If his mother is Jewish, he says, the God of our forefathers. That is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Bikurim Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Oimer, Isha Bas Gevim, Lo Sinose Lakohuna. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov said, a woman whose parents are both converts may not marry a Kohen. Achetehe Ima Miyisrael, if her mother or father was born Jewish, she may. Echad geirim ve'echad avodim mushuchrarim v'afilu ad asara doyres ad shetehe iman miYisrael. Even after 10 generations, a descendant of converts or freed slaves may not marry a kohen unless her mother or father is from Jewish lineage. Hu apotropos, the custodian of a field, v'hashaliach, a messenger sent by the owner, v'ho'eved, a slave, v'ho'isha, a woman, v'tumtum, one with covered genitals, v'androgynous, one with a mixed gender, mevi'in v'lo kairin, they bring bikurim but do not recite the psukim. She'einan ichalun loymar ashenosato li Hashem. Since they cannot say what the pasuk says, that the land that you gave me, Hashem. Women do not recite this, since Eretz Yisrael was originally divided among the men. That's the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Bikurim Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. Hakoynish Nei Ilonos B'Toyach Shal Chaveiroi Mevi. If a person buys trees from another field without buying the field, he brings Bikurim but does not recite the Psukim. Remeir Omer Mevi V'Kayre. Remeir said that he brings and recites, since Remeir holds that his purchase includes the ground beneath the trees. Yovesh Hama'ayon. If the spring dries up and the tree cannot live without it, niktzas ho'ilon, or the tree got cut down, mevi ve'enai kaire, he can still bring bikurim from it, but he does not recite the psukim. Reb Yehuda Omer mevi ve'kaire. Reb Yehuda said that he does read the psukim, since the land from which it grew is still there. Me'at Seres va'ad hachag, mevi v'kayre. From Shavuos till Sukkos, he brings and recites the psukim. Min hachag va'ad Chanukah, mevi v'eino kayre. From Sukkos to Chanukah, he brings but does not recite the psukim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, mevi v'kayre. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said that even then he brings and reads the psukim, and that's the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Bikurim Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, Hifrish Bikurim Umachur Sodeu Mevi ve'enu kairei. If a person set aside bikurim and then sold his field, he brings them but does not recite the psukim. V'hasheini ma'oisai hamin enu mevi. The person who bought the field does not bring bikurim from that same species from which the first owner brought, but from other species he brings and reads the psukim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af ma'oisai hamin mevi v'kairei. Rabbi Yehuda argues that even from that same species, the new owner brings and reads the psukim. That's the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Alf Mishnah Ches, Hifrish Bikurav. If a person sets aside Bikurim, Nivzazu, and they were robbed by force, Namaku, they rotted away, Nignavu, they were stolen, Avdu, they were lost, O shenitmu, or became tamei, mevi acherim tachtehem ve'enai kairi. He brings others in their place, but does not read the psukim. V'hashniim enam chayovim aleihem chaymesh. If the replacements are eaten by non-kohen, he need only pay their value to a kohen, but need not add a fifth, as he would normally for the original bikurim. Nitmu ba'azara, once the original bikurim are brought to the Beis HaMikdash, if they became tamei, noifet ve'enai kairi, he just throws them away and does not read and need not bring replacements. That's the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes, Umenayin Shehu Chayev Ba'achri Usan Ad Sheyavil Harabayis. From where do we know that he is responsible to replace them as long as they have not been brought to the Har HaBayis? Shenema Reishis Bikuri Ad Moscho Tovi Beis Hashem Elokecha. From the pasuk that says, the first bikurim of your land, bring to the house of Hashem your God. Melameh shechayev ba'achri usan atziyavi laharabayis. From here we learn that we are responsible for them until they have reached Har HaBayis. Hare shehevi mimin echad v'kara v'chozar v'hevi mimin acher eino kairei. If he brings from one species and reads, and lady brings from another species, he does not read the psukim again. That's the end of Mishnah Tes. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Ve'elu mevien ve'kairin. The following bring and read. Min ha'atzeres ve'ad ha'chog. If he brings between Shavuos and Sukkos. Meshivas ha'minim. From the seven species for which Eretz Yisrael is praised. Miperis Shebaharim, fruit that grew on the mountains. Mitmoresh Shebamokim, dates in the valleys. Umezei Seishemen, and oil-producing olives. Me'eve HaYarden, even from the east of the Yarden, since these are all high-quality fruit. Ebyeise Aglili Oymer, Ein Mevin Bikurin, Me'eve HaYarden. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that Bikurim are not brought from the east of the Yarden. She'eino Eretz Zovas Cholov Udevosh. Since east of the Yarden is not called what the Torah says, land flowing with milk and honey, and that's the end of Mishnah Yud. Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Aleph, Hakoyne Shloishi Ilonis B'Toyuch Shal Chaveroi. Mevi v'kairei. If a person buys three trees from another person's field, he brings bikurim from them and reads the psukim, since a purchase of three trees automatically includes the ground between them. Remeir Omer afilu shnayim. Remeir said that this is true even if he buys just two trees. Kona ilan v'karkoi mevi v'kairei. If they explicitly included the ground in the sale, then he brings and reads the psukim even for one tree. Rabbi Yehuda Omer af bali arisais v'chakayrais mevien v'kayrin. Rabbi Yehuda said that sharecroppers also bring and read the psukim. This is not like the Tana in Mishnah Beis, and that's the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.